Hey, and welcome to the first real episode of WTF. What the film? I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend, and we are quickly approaching Thanksgiving, so hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. Spend some time with your family, eat too much, watch some football, take a nap, just have a good time, you know. Hey, maybe even get that camera out. I was going to take today and talk about something that I'm seeing like way too much, and it's driving me nuts, right? And I think one way that I can explain my opinion is by telling you a little story. And it's probably going to seem kind of whack, but just bear with me, okay? And I promise I'll try to make it make sense. Okay, so say there are four or five guys, and they're in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're all wanting to go to Sin City, Las Vegas, right? So guy number one, he hops online. He books himself a first-class flight from Charlotte to Vegas, nonstop. He gets to the airport, gets right through security, no hassles, no nothing. Didn't even have to get patted down, right? Gets on the flight, takes off nice and smooth, no turbulence. Flight attendant's super hot, they hit it off. Maybe even exchange numbers. They may be Snapchatting each other photos of their junk right now. We don't know. But anyway, guy gets to Vegas. It's the greatest flight he's ever had. And he's at his destination. All right. Next guy. He's got a little car. A little truck, rather. Maybe a little pull-behind camper. He takes his time. He's driving to Las Vegas. Stopping in all of the state parks. Camping. Having a good time, seeing some waterfalls, all that good stuff. Weather's perfect, no rain, not too hot, not too cold. And he makes his way to Vegas. Boom, here he is. Had a fantastic time getting there. All right, our next guy, maybe he's a Harley guy, right? Hops on his bike, takes all the little roads, he's cruising, hitting bars here and there. Just having a good time, you know. He has a fantastic trip. Doesn't have any mechanical issues. Doesn't get in any accidents. Makes his way to Vegas. Had a fantastic ride. All right, our next guy. Maybe he's a physical fitness nut, right? Doing the triathlons and stuff. He decides to ride his bicycle. Now, I have no idea how long it would take to ride a bicycle from Charlotte, North Carolina to Vegas, but I imagine it would be a pretty good undertaking. All right, so our guy takes off. Trip goes perfect. He doesn't even have a flat tire between here and Vegas, right? Weather's nice. Doesn't get chased by dogs. He gets there. He's got a feeling of self-accomplishment. A great trip, right? So he's in Vegas. All of these guys did it their own way. They had a great time doing it, and they made it to Vegas, their destination, right? Okay, now I went a long ways on that story, and I appreciate you hanging with me, but let's replace Las Vegas with a photographic print, okay? Because that should be our destination, our goal of photography, right? Make a print. And instead of our guy on that first class flight, let's think of him using, say, a DSLR or maybe one of the new mirrorless type cameras, right? Instead of our guy in, you know, pulling the camper with his truck, maybe he's using Nikon F2. Right? Canon A1, something like that. Our motorcycle guy Maybe he's a rangefinder guy. I don't know. And bicycle guy. Well, obviously he's going to be our large format guy, right? Because it took him forever. But the thing is, they all did it their way. They had a fantastic time. And they made it to the destination. They all made it to the same place, right? So, do you think the first class guy would really be wasting his time talking about how big of a dumbass camper guy was or anything like that? No, he wouldn't care. He'd be doing his own thing, right? And that's what we need to learn how to do. Just worry about yourself and what you do. Because we're all in this together. We're all going to the same place, right? Because what I am seeing more and more and more of is film guys who do nothing but talk shit about the digital guys, right? And I don't know why, but a lot of us in the film community are easily influenced, right? So you listen to a podcast where for the first 30 minutes of the show, they do nothing but shit on digital. Talk about how much better film is, how good this is, how bad that is. They'll actually lead you to believe that, oh, you can't get the shots I'm getting on digital. That's BS. You can shoot anything with anything. You can shoot it with your damn phone, right? Or you'll hear this. Even my bad shots look so good on film. Don't flatter yourself, okay? Let's be honest. A bad shot is a bad shot. I don't care if it's on wet plate, film, digital, your phone. It doesn't matter. A bad shot's a bad shot. Some of these guys think they can go out and just shoot out of focus shots of trash cans in a back alley and it's art because, ooh, it's on film. Nah, it's crap, okay? That's what it is. Let's be honest. So, just do your own thing. You like shooting film. Hey, I like shooting film. I got it. But that doesn't mean that everything else is shit. It's not my way and the wrong way, right? Come on. So, that's what I'm getting at. Just quit shitting on digital. All of this really is tools. Like, if you like using a hammer, you don't stand around talking a bunch of shit about people who use screwdrivers. It's just a different tool. So, all right. I hope I didn't ramble too much on that. That's just my take on it. And I'm trying to keep these things under 10 minutes, right? 10, 15 minutes. And I have an 8.5, so I've done pretty good, right? And this is my first one. Probably lots of ums and uhs and all kinds of stuff. So I apologize for those. And hey, just think about it, right? If you've got some input, you agree with me, you disagree with me, whatever, you can use the Anchor app and do I think it's called a message. It used to be a call-in or something, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? So let me know what you think. All right. Take care, guys.